VWA, N4WRO. VWA, N4WRO, you're on Steve. 4WRO.
K4ULP, doing an audio check on EchoLink. Is anybody available for feedback?
TK4RUR, yeah, you sounded pretty good on my end.
K4ULP, I am based in Cleveland. Right now, visiting family up here. I am from Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, so I believe this is the Caesar's Head repeater, if I'm right. And, you know, my uncle's ham radio operator, and trying to set up EchoLink on his phone and get it all working.
You're coming in pretty good. A little stacked, but nothing too big. I can hear you.
Your audio is very bad and you are you're not understandable. If you're on a handheld, you can try moving a little bit, or if you're mobile, way a little bit. I'm not sure exactly, but your audio is not understandable.
KO4ULP, KO4RUR. No, this is my home. I'll check my wiring, but I seem to be having good signal going out, but I appreciate the feedback.
All right, better there, I could understand you. So I'm going to hand the phone over to my uncle so he can throw out his call sign.
Did you hit this?
No, you talk.
This is KO4UDG, KO4UDG.
KO4RUR. Sounding pretty good. I hope you guys are having a happy Thanksgiving. I am, and good to hear from you, and hope you've had a safe travel up there.
KO4UDG, you are my official first contact, so thank you very much. KO4UDG.
Awesome, yep. This is KO4RUR. My name is Chris. I'm down here in Greenville, South Carolina, chilling on this great, wonderful, cool Thanksgiving day, and glad to have you part of the hobby, and hope to hear from you more often.
Thank you very much. We are over here in Cleveland, Tennessee, and 73
is KO4ULP, and I guess it'll be clear.
Guys, KO4RUR, I'm clear. For EEE, calling CQ, CQ. EGG, I believe that's what your call sign was, KO4RUR. RUR. Now I might be able to remember that one. How you doing this afternoon? I'm Chris, I'm down here in Greenville, doing pretty nice, piddling around the house a little bit, waiting for, supper to get ready so I can feed my face. And that one, I'm in Clemson Mobile, headed to Walhalla. I'm surprised I can still make the repeater, but then again, that's why I love ham radio. Well, you're coming in pretty clear. I hear you a little static, but nothing too big, nothing too bad. I'm on a little quarter wave, dual-band antenna on a mag mount, so there ain't nothing special to this setup, but it sure does do the job. That's all about it. And that my longer antenna I got would have survived a tree attack. Yeah, I know what you mean there. I had an antenna on my work truck that, about a month ago, I was driving down, I think it was downtown or somewhere, and I heard a tree limb hit my truck, but I wasn't too worried about it, and I looked back, and I was like, where's my antenna? You just kind of sink your stomach just a little bit. You're like, dang it, I like that. I had a pickup truck, so the where my antenna was located, it fell into the bed, so I had to move it to lower area or a low profile area, but I've got it now. It's been hit a couple of times, but it's still there. Find a decent mount for an NMO antenna. I keep forgetting the name of the antenna, but it seems to be pretty popular for mobile units. It's a dual band, 2 meters, 70 centimeters.
And on mine is a tram. I believe it's a tram. It's an NMO, and yeah, it works just fine. It hits the repeater really well. I can get all the way. I can hit the repeater sometimes from Abbeville. I love it when we're able to hit the repeater like that.
Me hooked was, I was on a CB radio one night. I caught Skip, made contact with a dude in Texas for just a split second. And then I got a hold of somebody that said, you want ham next.
I hear you.
And with, I've got a Yaesu 7900R, 7800R, and I was playing with it yesterday, rolled the dice, and found out I could pick up air traffic control. So next time I'm by the airport, kids probably get a kick out of that one, watching the planes land, listening to them talk to the tower.
Canner I'll carry with me every once in a while. I'll listen to the train and stuff, do some train fan, a rail fan, and yeah, it'll pick up some aircraft. I'll be like, hey, wait a second, let's see where they're going.
Yeah, this thing would do AM. And when I put in, it'd be 140, I think it was 140.800, 8,000, whichever one you want to call it. It popped up AM, and I started listening to air traffic. I'm like, well, okay, this works. Probably can't transmit, but that works for monitor at least.
I used to watch them all the time. I used to go to GST and sit on the side and just watch them take off.
Single prop land a couple nights ago, and then we seen a jet take off. So that was kind of fun. Plan to take them back up to the Greenville Airport again, let them play on that airfield's playground and everything.
Kids and nephews up there sometimes, and yeah, we'll go play, and it's fun.
One of the things I'd like to do is be able to get into the ISS and transmit from that with the kids around, and catch some overseas shortwave radio would be kind of neat too.
In school, we had like, it was sort of like a radio club and stuff like that, and I remember they had ham operators come in and talk to the ISS. I thought that was really cool. That's what really got me interested in ham radio stuff. Of course, that was, well, for me, that was only like 15, 20 years ago, a little bit longer than that, but yeah, that's what got me into ham radio, and I've loved it ever since. I listened to it for the longest until up to about a year ago. I was like, you know what, I'm going to get my license, and here I am.
The time or the equipment, but the good Lord above blessed me with some radio equipment, some things lined up, and someone was getting rid of a bunch of stuff and said, hey, load this in the truck. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is. Just take it with you, please. And I was listening one night because one of the radios was pre-programmed, and run across a test site, and downhill from there it went.
That's what I'm talking about right there, yep. And it's good to hear. So I like hearing stories like that. And the Briars, the Blue Ridge. You know they do the slot net on Wednesday night.
The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio net from time to time. Since located from Seneca to the Easley area, and. I'm still getting settled in before I try to figure out who's what and where, but there's also the Lake Kiwi and all kinds of stuff out there, different ham groups.
Yeah, I joined the Blue Ridge amateur radio station a little while ago, and I love it. It's awesome. A lot of great people on there with a lot of knowledge, and I love to listen to them, and finally being able to join them was really awesome. And then, yeah, I've looked out to, I think there's a couple more. There's Greer, and then there's, some of the ones you were talking about out there. It's cool to have one and just talk to them and learn and listen. That's what I do. I do every day. But, yeah, they have a swap net on Wednesday nights. I believe Gary covers that most of the time. Station identifier.
EEE, station identifier. One thing I'd like to at least get into is a multi-band, like a nice setup for in the house that we have one radio. And then I always wondered, why do they have so many antennas? And I got into studying a little bit of antenna stuff. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense now.
I've got three antennas here at my house. But yeah, I've got a couple of radios. I've got two radios. I've got one radio, then I got another for my 10 meters, and I've got my digital radio.
The first two radios I got power on them and put an antenna on them, have been my go-to and my stick with. That's this radio here in the truck, Yaesu 7800R. Then I have a handheld FT-60R, I believe it is. That little thing's been a workhorse, too. And then I got a Yaesu 747 GTX. That was my dad's radio. I'd love to get that thing on the air and do something a little bit more with it. And then there's, I got one of those Anytone 878s. I can't figure out, I've not made the first contact with that one yet. Kind of frustrating.
Give them a truck until it messed up on what I've had it for the longest. But then, yeah, I got me an Anytone 878 in my truck now, and that's what I talk on whenever I'm going around mobile and stuff. And it picks up really well. I'm able to pick up pretty much all of any 2 meter and 70 centimeter, and you know, of course, I use it at work as well for our frequencies, and it's great to listen to a few others too out there, like my train whenever I'm doing that rail fanning stuff. I like to listen to them.
8878. The only thing is, besides, I've not made the first contact on it, probably because I can't program a radio just yet. I can mess with it. I can put frequencies in and talk groups and all that, and switch between DMR and program the little hotkeys and all that, but I have yet to make the first contact with it.
Yeah, I was down near Abbeville, and I just happened to hop on and threw my call sign out there and picked up the repeater, and I was like, well, that's awesome.
I had to send back to BridgeCom. After about a month of them telling me I'm setting the radio up wrong, I finally sent them some videos of their thing just not working right at all. So they sent me a new radio. I got it programmed and all, but I'll pick it up again sometime when I'm not frustrated with it and give it another try.
I do that on the side. I program radios. I got my account and everything through Motorola Solutions, so I'll go online there, and anybody needs, like, I'll do, like, here and there. I do Motorola Vertex standards. I do some of these little Chinese radios, as long as they're good to go. But, yeah, it's just something fun to do. The hobby, I think, is pretty, really awesome.
Get some of the digital frequencies for police and fire in the area to just monitor and scan through, because sometimes that information really helps. And I know one day we were heading into this, it was inclement weather coming, and so I turned on my radio, and my girlfriend kind of looked at me funny, and I said, just hang on a second. And it switched over to StormWatch Net, And she thought that was the neatest thing, that I could listen to where the storm was and what was going on before it even hit the radio or news network. Yeah,
Have a good Thanksgiving. I'm going to go ahead and do that.